I was reading in, it's one of the Mahanadi Swami's book, very beautifully he's summarizing how to make our chanting an offering of great quality. Some Sridhara's 8 steps, he says, which are very similar to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's 8 steps. But on a day like today, it is very auspicious to remind oneself of how to chant more effectively. First step, he says, get rid of all distractions from the external environment by, if need be, you can put a earplug or whatever you may want to do, you should do, but there should be no any other extraneous sound to distract you. There are so many sounds going on in so many places, even a fan sound can be distracting. So he says that good quality chanting means undistracted chanting. Only the holy names should be heard very clearly. Sometimes a devotee sitting next to me making sound, it's so distracting. Instead of we hearing our sound, we are hearing someone else's sound. So make your environment distraction free, he says. Second, he says, observe your own eyes. Are they looking for something else? Are they moving here, moving there? Are they roaming? If you find them roaming, then go to a place where there is no tendency for your eyes to roam. Keep yourself in such a place where your eyes will not look for any details in the environment around you. He says, because roaming eyes is a big distraction also. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this connection says, tightly close your eyes with, if necessary, in a napkin or something like that. In fact, he says, he used to put himself in a cement box inside and close all sides and used to chant holy names. Thirdly, he says that in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, he is quoting Hari Bhakti Vilas, that one should do pranayama before doing Gayatri regularly, he says. Of course, we don't do pranayama because we have to learn properly from a yoga teacher how to perform pranayama properly. But the tendency of pranayama is it is very calming to the mind. The mind becomes calm, cool and collected, and it can focus on one thing at a time. And he says in this way, sit in a proper asana, posture, and also do the pranayama and calm the mind. If it is hyperactive, running here and there to different places, bring it to a singular point, and with that one performs Gayatri. And then fourthly, he is saying that after preparing these basic steps, now chant the holy name, pronounce it clearly, and chant it for a prolonged period of time. Like Prabhupada once said in Vrindavan, now I am here in Vrindavan, just 16 rounds at a stretch, this is best, Prabhupada said. So one devotee asked Prabhupada, what would please him the most in LA once? Prabhupada said, if somebody can chant 16 rounds in one stroke, like the Prabhupada said, how nice it is, like that he said. So prolonged chanting, continuous chanting, has a tendency to offer concentration and purification very easily. And then fifthly, he says, we should focus our consciousness on our real identity based on the verse Trinadapi Shuni Chayana Tarorapi Sakishnuna Amani Namanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Remember the examples of straw in the street and the example of the tolerant tree. He says, remember the meaning of these examples given here and consider one's insignificant position in relation to Krishna. And this state of consciousness is very vital. And then sixth, he says, the chanting should not be done like parroting. He says, what is parroting? Parroting means the mouth is chanting while the mind is going here, that, various places, making plans. He says, so keep a watch that you are not just chanting like a parrot, but you are chanting with attention. And then seventh, he says, for us to have full attention, we should have the right conception and meaning of the holy name. Tad japas tadartha bhavanam. Like that, in the Patanjali Yoga Sutra, he quotes. Two things he says. Tad japas tadartha bhavanam vitarka badane pratipaksha bhavanam. Two things he says. Tad japas tadartha bhavanam means one should do japaha with understanding of artha. And what is the artha? What is the meaning of this? Oh Krishna, who is all attractive. Oh Shrimitradharani, the supreme superior energy. Although I am also minute part and parcel of Krishna, superior energy. I have meddled up with matter and made a mess out of my life. Please pick me up and engage me in Krishna's lotus feet. So, one should hold this meaning in one's heart while chanting the holy name, with the understanding of the meaning, of the holy name. Such kind of right conception while chanting is very important. And lastly, the eighth one, he says, one should pray to Krishna with abhilasha, with a desire to attain to the divine platform, to the spiritual platform. Actually, one should contemplate on the fruits that one will attain by sincere chanting. Haridas Thakur chanted sincerely all his life. The result was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a glorious passing away. Seeing his beauty, surrounded by Vaishnavas, all chanting the holy name. Ajamila chanted the holy name and Vaikuntha airplane came and took him back home, back to Godhead. Dhruvamara chanted the holy name. Again he was taken back home, back to Godhead by a Vaikuntha airplane. Tukaram chanted holy name. He was taken back home, back to Godhead. You will see that. Any sincere chanter of the holy name will always attain a very glorious end in this world. And one should pray to Krishna to keep us in his shelter and offer us his protection. And one should contemplate on the divine platform attained by those who are sincere chanters. So these eight things he says, for one who wants to chant many rounds with attention, this is like a summary points that he gives. And a day like today, Ekadashi, we can tell our mind, your rascal mind, forget about all other engagements. Just sit and chant Krishna's holy name with full attention. If you feel hungry, put a little prasad in the belly. Don't put too much. So that we will be able to give our full energy in calling out the holy name. At least twice in a month, if you don't take out time and chant more rounds, we won't have much enough strength to offer anything to this world. So we have to convince our mind. Don't say it was not convenient, I had to do this, I had to do that. Make it convenient. Real meaning of management means managing to chant the holy names and hear Krishna Katha properly. So my request to all the devotees, I'll be asking you how many rounds you chanted today, tomorrow. I'll be asking all of you to put up in the notice board who chanted how many rounds, let us see. Harinam Prabhu ki.